Accounts are seeing their money disappear thanks to inflation. But first, we'll detail every possible thing you could die from.
He's a rational
investor,
dividend
digester,
saves some of his paycheck just like all his ancestors. Him looking for high yields? That's never the case. He's seeking 6% returns. Slow and steady wins the race. But when he checks his accounts just to see what they're fielding, it's like driving in Maryland. Ain't nobody yielding. What is he to do? He shouldn't be in a drought. So he visits his advisor just to sort it all out.
Inflation's higher than your bond rate. That's what I was fearing. So your savings account is slowly disappearing, and your CDs are pointless. That's not very funny. What would you like me?
Fragile economy have been stopped as the world debates how to deal with the Taliban regime. The United Nations has issued a stark warning that millions will die if urgent aid.
You know what I mean? Assuring everybody it's above 18. It's a modern day gold rush. The prices will boom like Reggie White versus the oilers. I'm headed straight to the moon. My broker's calling, you know that it's on. Buy dog money, don't stop till it's dawn.
One more airbase,
two more museums,
three more walls,
four more Supremes,
five more stadiums.
We're all out of fiat.
Can you take trillions of these and go and make a Xerox?
We pay our debts in our currency. That might be unfurled if it's no longer the reserve currency of the world.
Confidence in the dollar is permanent. Just ask any scholar.
People are exchanging their dollars for dog money.
Dog money?
Dog money.
Dog money.
We trading it in for dog money. Dog money. Dog money. Dog money. Dog money. I'm putting it all in dog money.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Quite late today. It's 1913 UTC. Almost halfway late. So sorry about that. I hope past Marcus was doing a good job, but I'm here now. So let's move into the present. Time is an illusion. Let's go ahead here. So if you want to hang out and talk during the show, you need to launch Commode Chat. That's where I'm heading right now. All I need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And then once you're there, type COM, C-O-M, Charlie Oscar Mike, and press enter, and then press G for go to, and then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom. Once you do that, you'll be hanging out with all the people who know about dog money, like X1 and UserFXNet. thank God that Roseanne Terminator Back to the Future fanfic was starting to get worrying. Tobes in the house, UserFXNet, Thrig, Petey Boy. Hey, Petey Boy, I hadn't seen you in a minute. Ingrix, Ratsu, Quentin, Tobe again. Who else here? Yeah, shout out to everybody. Thanks for being here, hanging out. So dog money. If you aren't involved in it, it's probably a good idea. Dog money was a terrible investment. Unless you bought in and then got out pretty quickly. Or you were like Elon Musk. Otherwise, you lost your shirt buying that dog money. I think I lost $1,000 in Litecoins. But hey, you know what? Maybe they'll make a comeback. Who knows? But either way. And Claudia Lim's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Handy C bought $10 worth of Dogecoin when it was under 1 cent. excellent. Most excellent. Okay, and Kelly Bundy. Oh, man. Rewatching Married with Children, a 90s sitcom today, is a trip because The view of sex is so weird in the 90s. It's just like so over the top. It's very interesting. Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about it. We're here because we're here for a news show. That's what news to me is ostensibly about. We're just running a little bit behind. Oh, and I forgot to do all the date and time stuff to be sure that people know when this episode was recorded, because like I'm late sometimes, and it'd be terrible if you showed up and you thought it was live, and sorry, you were fooled. It is Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2024. It's 1916 UTC, and it's currently 32 degrees outside, high of 33, low of 25. I've currently closed my exercise ring. My stand ring is half full, and my movement ring, the calories burned, is about 3/4 of the way there. I've got a full tank of gas, about 18,000 miles on the odometer, and two Teslas just drove by on the road. Oh, now we got a Mercedes. Ooh, two Mercedes. That was kind of neat. Sometimes it's like the Matrix glitches out here. I don't know what's the deal. Anyway, we're going to go to bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, news to me today, May 22nd. What's going on? Well, first up, kind of big news, Ireland, Norway, and Spain have voted to recognize Palestinian state. They're going to formally recognize a Palestinian state starting on May 28th. Spain and Ireland have said the decision was not against Israel nor in favor of Hamas, but rather in support of peace. Israel reacted angrily, of course, because Israel currently occupies and is like slaughtering everyone who lives in the country. Israel reacted angrily, warning the move would mean more instability in the region. Refrigerated truck just driving by real loud there. He's also angry about Israel, I guess. Both Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have welcomed the recognition. Norway was first to make its announcement Wednesday in a move coordinated with the other two countries. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said in an address that the move was in support of moderate forces that are on a retreating front in a protracted and cruel conflict. Ooh, nice CRV turning down the road here. Looks brand new. And then we got some shiny cars. I don't recognize what they are, but man, it is getting busy on the road. I'm guessing maybe there's a white car convention. So many white cars. Oop, here's a black van, minivan. Ooh, a Honda minivan. Watch out, world. And then we got a Mercedes SUV. It looks kind of like a PT Cruiser, so it must be a little older. Anyway, the van's got a turn signal on. It's yielding to all the oncoming traffic. Here we go. It's inching out. Oh, and nope, it didn't gun it. It's just nice and slow. Looks like the Mercedes used their turn signal after they got to the front of the line, and they followed suit. Way to go. It's pretty exciting that countries are recognizing Palestine as a country. Let's see. Israel is saying they will not do this in silence. There will be serious consequences. It's unknown what they'll do. Israel is a tiny country with hardly any GDP. So who knows? The United States does kind of fillet Israel though. So maybe the United States will do something. Who knows? I will be sure and let you know whenever I find out. Or if we find out. Several people died in the United States due to severe weather. Iowa is a country, or not a country, is a state in the middle of the U.S. It's what, north of Nebraska? Northeast of Nebraska, I want to say. A tornado killed multiple people in a small Iowa town as powerful storms swept through the Midwest. Homes and businesses in Greenfield were destroyed, cars smashed into debris strewn across the landscape. Iowa police confirmed the fatalities at a news briefing on Tuesday night, but were unable to say how many. Nebraska, Illinois, and Wisconsin were also hit by tornadoes, heavy rain, and power cuts. Video footage showing the devastation across Iowa depicted flattened buildings, overturned cars, and wind turbines. That's right. There were several videos of different wind turbines that had been snapped in half by tornadoes. And of course, since we're mentioning Nebraska, it would be remiss if I didn't mention, hey, two white minivans. That's kind of weird. They were driving right next to each other, and then they turned in opposite directions. Anyway, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, since we're talking about the Midwest, Every single day, every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show. Lately, because of the weather, we've been going out to the creek or down out in the park, out in the wild world, you know, seeing what the dudes are doing. We're also, you know, the Dubious Goals Committee does all sorts of stuff. Do you like baby joint, ball joint baby dolls? Maybe we're talking about that. There's a whole soft crafts room. It could happen. Synthesizers, dudes, snow, not snow, people down the street, whether or not the garage door opens, and tea. No matter what you're into, the Dubious Goals Committee may be into that too. No matter where you are, when you are, what time you're in, the Dubious Goals Committee is probably there. So every goddamn day, no matter where you are, tune in to Anon Radio and the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC. Let's see, we'll check in with Calm real quick. R.I.P. Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Okay, I guess so. R.I.P. Let's see. We got a couple of things going on here. Let's see. Ladies, my Mercedes. Glitches on SDF? That's impossible. Next war will be Lebanon versus Palestine, maybe? Son, a time will... Tobe has a quote here. Son, a time will come in your life when you'll be confronted with the fake Becky. You don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a fella that can't get no love from me. Hanging with the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Do not approach this, Becky, for as sure as I am standing here, you'll end up with an earful of cider. That is very good. Did you know that song is about Dave Coulet, the same man who brought us You Oughta Know from Alanis Morissette? Apparently, this guy was playing the field in the 90s and inspired a couple of hit songs. So, pretty neat there. Let's see what else is going on here. Petey Boy says RIP. User FNX surprised about Iowa death. I'm getting surrounded by unmarked white panel vans. Oh! You know what? That might be what's going on. I didn't check. Every goddamn day, you better believe it. Congrats on the trips, Claudio M. Oh, hey, did Claudio M get trips? Oh, 1888. Congratulations, congratulations. Let's see. I've just been crunching the numbers, and I can't seem to wrap my head around paying nearly $400 for an 8-year term on MetaARPA, nor can I do the same with the VHost membership level computations. SDF is not a for-profit enterprise, and so anytime you try and crunch numbers or do anything with SDF in that way, the numbers will fail. It's a bit crunchy in that way. DGC coming up soon. Sorry, user FNX. We're gonna have to. You're gonna have to tolerate me for a few more minutes. Let's keep on going. There's more death and destruction. Dozens of flamingos died. Oh no, the flamingo death. Oh no, another van. I am seeing way too many vans today. Maybe you're right. Maybe I am gonna get surrounded. I have been listening to music streaming from my home server at work. That could be a problem. Anyway, at least 39 flamingos have been killed after an aircraft hit them in the western Indian city of Mumbai, sparking concerns among environmentalists. The Emirates flight, which had more than 300 passengers, made a safe landing on Monday night after the incident. Officials say it's not clear yet whether the birds deviated from their normal route to come into the flight's path. The incident has sparked anger with environmentalists blaming excessive construction for the tragedy. So, if the air doesn't kill you, maybe the flamingos will. Australia is reporting the first case of avian flu in humans. Not a good sign since we've been letting all of our cows get bird flu because it's bird flu. It doesn't hurt people. Australia reported its first case of avian influenza on May 22nd in a child who the authorities said had been infected in India but made a full recovery. A different, highly contagious strain was also found in an egg farm near Melbourne in Australia's southeast state of Victoria. The H5N1 strain of avian flu has swept the globe in recent years, killing billions of farmed and wild birds and spreading to tens of mammal species. The health authorities in Victoria said contact tracing had not identified any further cases, and there was a very low chance of others becoming infected. So yeah, while this is still hard to transmit between people, enjoy your life. But once it becomes really easy to transfer, don't worry. States like Virginia are outlawing masks, so you won't be able to wear a surgical mask even if you wanted to. Let's see. Yeah, 44 for a whole year is not bad. It's pretty good. I like it. 30, you either pay 36 or 40. Well, it's 44 starting soon, I think. But you can sign it. I think you can get in at 36. Anyway, that's some SDF stuff. That's a bit meta for me. We've got 4 minutes, 3 minutes and some chains. Electric cars are more likely to hit pedestrians. That's what a new study has found. Hybrid and electric cars are more likely to strike pedestrians, particularly in towns and cities, according to an analysis of British road traffic. Data from 32 billion miles of battery-powered car travel and 3 trillion miles of petrol and diesel car trips showed that mile for mile, electric and hybrid cars were twice as likely to hit pedestrians than fossil fuel-powered cars, and three times more likely to do so. Oh my gosh. This guy that just drove by was in a diesel truck that had one of those coal burner stove pipes that's illegal, and just blew a whole bunch of smoke in the air. You know, it's not like the air quality is not bad enough here. We got dumbasses like that running around thinking it's cool to throw smoke into the air. It's just a little smoke. What? How bad could it be? There's only 1 million people here. How many thousands of people can put stuff into the air before it's a problem? Probably a lot. Anyway, they don't understand yet why eco-friendly cars are more dangerous, but they suspect that it's because they're quieter, and so pedestrians don't hear them. Handy. See, they sent out an email or a post and announce or something. Dues, if you're paying 36 dues today, I meant to do an ad for it, but we just ran out of time a couple times. If you're currently paying $36, you'll keep on paying $36. But if your account lapses or you don't pay, then when you renew or when you restart it back up, you'll be paying the new price. I think it's $40 or $44, something like that. Don't do that. And that's per, what is it? It's per year. I think it's like ARPA is so much per year, and then it's like $9 a month, something like that. I don't remember totally. But like I said, if you try and make SDF make financial sense, it's not going to. SDF is a nonprofit, and it's all about trying to do stuff. If people don't pay, they just stop doing the thing. which is why I'm surprised and on radio keeps going. So thank you, SDF, and thank you for listening. Here's this ad.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
And we're out of time. I'm sorry I was late getting here. But stick around. Dubious Goals Committee coming up. And then we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully with, I'll be here early. A record went on sale. I had to buy it at 2 o'clock.
Well, that sound means that our time's coming to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Okay.